This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on March 16th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, NLS Sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours. We'll have fun with Monday Night Trivia, though there'll be a bit of a damper on the mood. This entire show, as far as I'm concerned, is dedicated to Orion Samuelson, who passed away today. And you know, it was not surprising. He was 91 years old. It was a life well lived. But nonetheless, it was really saddening on a number of levels to me. For one thing, I really didn't know Orion, but we spent an hour together on the air, and he felt like he was an old friend. He was a kindred spirit, and I just liked him. Other than that, my only interaction with him was when I would hear him every morning when I worked in Indianapolis. I worked at WIBC, and I did overnights, and so I'd get off right about the time the farm report would be on. And our farm director was Harry Andrews, and Harry thought the world of Orion. And I'll tell you, I listened to him and I could see why every morning. And there was one time that our paths crossed an event and he didn't know who I was and treated me again, just like I was an old friend, as he did everybody. And I had mentioned Harry Andrews had high regards for him. And he said, well, right back at you, pretty much, because he too enjoyed Harry. And both of them were kindred spirits of the same era. And that era of broadcasting will never be returned. So, sadness for Orion the man, because he seemed like a truly great guy, and God knows he was knowledgeable. But also sadness for radio, because there are no replacements. They don't make them like that anymore, as they say. And that hour we spent together upon his retirement, again, that was bittersweet too. So great to spend time with him, but so sad to know that I wouldn't regularly hear him on the radio anymore. So Ashley had sent me an email, wanted to make sure I knew, and then Adam was kind enough to call John to make sure I knew, and I appreciated both of those because I didn't want to be hit with that cold on the air, and I would have. Adam had also said that the station put together a 90-minute tribute, and he said, would you like to run it? And I said, nothing will stop me, and I'm sure whatever I say will pale by the tribute. So first time I'm hearing it, we'll hear it together.
Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson.
When Orion Samuelson was invited to join the WGN radio staff in 1960, he had a plan.
I thought I'd stay 5 years and get WGN on my resume and then move back to Wisconsin.
It didn't quite work out that way. His rich baritone became a WGN signature through good times.
Good morning, my little hogs and heifers, and with all due respect to the great Sly and his family of stone, it is indeed time for a little hot fun in the morning time. Shall we dance?
And bad.
Here is a bulletin from WGN News just handed me. President Kennedy has been shot and seriously wounded.
He kept us company.
Back in the day, it'd be Murrow going one-on-one with old man Kennedy.
He kept us informed.
19 minutes before 1 o'clock. This is Country Fair from WGN Radio in Chicago.
Mr. Orion Samuelson, thank you for your service to agriculture, for all you've done over the years.
Thank you for teaching me about pork bellies and corn silk sack.
Thanks for all the farm help and advice over the years. Thank you.
God's blessings. Thank you again.
Yeah, Orion's got the goods.
Hashtag awesome sauce.
Orion Samuelson, the consummate gentleman we all call Big O.
Orion, you are WGN, and you will always be WGN.
Orion Samuelson, News, 720 WGN.
Yeah, rest in peace, Orion. Well said. Great clips as well. So, as I say, there's a damper on the Monday night trivia, but I know one thing about Orion is he'd say the show must go on, and he would have a good time doing it. So we will. We have a straggler from last week. And if you don't get it tonight, at the end of the third hour, we will reveal it, or I will anyway. On any given night, somewhere between 2,500 and 5,000 Americans are doing this. That's right, any given night. Doing what? All right, so 888-876-5593. We have a theme. In fact, I was working on one theme. I was going to do everybody on Crest Records because there are just so many wonderful things on Crest. But there are also so many truly horrible things on Crest that as I started to get the list together, I thought, I can't play this, you know, not for 3 hours. So John suggested an alternate theme. And at first I thought, I don't know. But the more I settled into it, the more I realized that that it could, in fact, shape up to be a great theme. So it is. And so you can figure that out. And maybe you can figure out the artists, and you will hear them coming up. So that's where we are. It's the usual stuff. If you don't have any idea about my question, and you haven't even heard the first bumper stumper yet, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. So Billy Bob and Bourbonnais was first to call in. Billy Bob, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, 85th time caller.
All right.
I want to thank you for last Tuesday, right before the news break at 10:30, for getting my truck solved, and even though you didn't know why I had requested it.
That's true. I don't know why you requested it, but I was happy to play it.
And then for your question, how many thousands of people do this every night? I'll say watch Johnny Carson reruns.
Oh, okay, that's not right. But I bet you Antenna TV would love your answer.
And then one more quickie than for the request. We were talking last week on charts. I couldn't remember the Spencer Davis group, and then there ain't a guy named Spencer in the group or a guy named Davis. Yeah,
correct.
And then that made me think of Steve Winwood, and I want to request a song by him, if you could. Whirlwinded, baby.
Okay. Well, let me write your name by it so we'll know who requested it. All right, Billy Bob, you're good to go.
Thank you.
All right, so you want 5x5?
Okay.
What was Columbo's first name?
I got to get the next right because I don't remember.
Okay. Whose belly button was the first to air on live TV?
Well, probably Jeannie.
Talk to you next week.
Barbara Eden?
It was Cher in 1971.
Oh, I was thinking Barbara Eden.
No, they didn't let her.
Yeah. No. All righty.
All right.
We'll try
Thanks
next
for calling.
Week,
appreciate
then.
It. Yeah. So you get 4 out of 5. So obviously if you get 2 wrong, we're done. But 888-876-5593. And we're going to do more 5x5 with Barry in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh.
All right. So
glad I didn't get those questions.
Really? Okay, well, let's...
I would have said Jeannie, too, but then I remember that they didn't allow her to have it.
Yeah, they absolutely did not allow her to do it. Yeah. All right. So what is a group of dolphins called?
A pack?
A pod, but that's all right. If you get the next 4, you're good to go, and I think you will. Who was born Robert Zimmerman?
Bob Dylan.
All right. On the periodic table, what element is represented by the letter K?
Potassium.
Absolutely. Which of the 5 Great Lakes is the largest?
Michigan.
Superior.
Superior.
Oh man. All right. Wow. Well, we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Appreciate it. All right, so I wanted to mention the Sea Crane Company here. We'll get to Ruth and Gurney, who wants new Vatican trivia, Vatican II trivia. I would assume we can do that. And let's talk, as we shall, about the CC Skywave SSB-2, which is a terrific radio. Fits in the palm of your hand, weighs only 8 ounces. The reception is excellent, like everything the Sea Crane Company has. And the audio is sharp and clear. In fact, for its small size, it's incredible. And with single sideband, it's the ultimate emergency radio. Gives you access to important communication you're not going to hear elsewhere, certainly not on your smartphone. And in addition, you can listen to your favorite AM and FM broadcasts. And truly, truly good reception. Great AM, great FM. The weather band plus the weather alert. And, you know, the single sideband, which is fun, ham radio operators from all over the world, even on a quiet day. So they've been doing very well as far as that goes. I got the word that they've been selling out. So if you want one, this is the time to order. Now you can go to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com, and you look at the CC Skywave SSB2. Yeah, great travel companion, especially because of how small it is and hardy. Yeah, you'll love the reception on this. If you can't go online for some reason, they've got terrific customer service, and you can call them at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, go to ccradio.com, because this is not only a catalog full of terrific radios, but also a repository for radio information. So if you've got questions, they might be answered right there online. So that's ccradio.com. Take a look at that CC Skywave SSB2. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
Everybody clap your hands now. Everybody in the whole theater, come on and clap your hands for me now. Well, I tell you all to stomp your feet, I want each and every one of you to stomp your feet, children, now. And I'm going to tell each and every one of you to give me some assistance now. They love good, they love proud.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Yeah, I will tell you, they're originally from Jamaica, and they moved to the UK. This came out in 1966, and it was on Piccadilly. So who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. So there you have our first bumper stumper. A theme will not become apparent yet, obviously, but maybe after the second or third, we'll see. Now, on the other hand, our question is out there. On any given night, somewhere between 2,500 and 5,000 Americans are doing this. Doing what? 888-876-5593. Now, when you don't know my question and you don't know my bumper stumper, the world is not lost. You can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that, as we prove regularly. Ruth and Gurney, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you, Raleigh. I have a question to ask you. First, before I do trivia,
And why I chose this trivia when I really wanted to do something Irish. However, I lost my medical care and insurance, and I'm wondering what happens to the legality for the money that is deducted out of my direct deposit Social Security check paying into the medical care, whatever they assess your income. But we'll wait for that for another night. My question for trivia stems from I have a couple of nuns that are going to Italy, and there's a WLIP, and I almost never get to mention another radio station as so many other people do, poll question day where people call in and ask a poll question. Example, what's your favorite doo-wop song? And the questions can be all kinds of things, but I thought, what a great question. What would you take to the Vatican? And I'm wondering, what are something unusual that I might not know about since the new administration is there? Because I would want the nuns to take a bottle of Father Dem's Holy Spirit wine, a Wisconsin non-for-profit for wounded warriors. So that's how I got to this, wanting for weeks to ask this question, trivia, unusual things that someone is taking to the Vatican for the Illinois Bishop.
Not sure I know how to formulate a trivia question from that. I figured I'd just give you something about Vatican II. I can't imagine. Obviously, it's an open-ended question, not a trivia question, because many people would say one thing over another. Personally, I wouldn't go. But for those who wanted to go, I guess bring whatever you want.
Bring Raleigh James.
No, you're not even going to get me on the plane. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
How about a slow boat?
No, I ain't going. Stay right where you are, and we'll find out if we can give her a Vatican II question or if she wants a completely different category. Ruth is in fine form tonight, as you can tell. If you want to answer my question, that's great. If you want to wait for another bumper stumper, one will be coming up right after the news. And if all else fails, pick your own category. It is Monday Night Trivia that requires your participation. So participate, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia. There's your second bumper stumper. So I thought this was a gift. I thought everybody would know who this was. In fact, while I was setting them up, John had walked by the studio, heard it, and said, "Oh, that's," and he knew instantly. So you should too, hopefully. I know Fran will, but in the meantime, maybe you will as well. Probably too early for a theme, but not too early to guess. Now, our question, speaking of not too early, on any given night, somewhere between 2,500 and 5,000 Americans are doing this. Doing what? All right. When you don't know my question and you have no idea about my bumper stumpers, then the next thing to do is just have your own category, which, you know, should be a relatively simple thing. And then there's Ruth. All right. So, Ruth, now, I can't possibly ask a trivia question about what anybody should bring to the Vatican. So how about some Vatican II trivia? We lost Ruth. Oh, well. It was a nice try, but there you have it. Now, all right, very good. So shall we move on to the Academy Awards? Lisa in Dundee, how's it going, Lisa?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, Raleigh?
All right, and thank you for the questions.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
You have no idea how much it helps.
Oh, before you ask me a question.
Yes.
I haven't heard from Laura in Willowbrook for a while.
Oh, really? Laura.
Have you heard from her?
No. Now that you mention it, it's been a few weeks at least.
At least.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she's just otherwise busy.
Yeah, let's hope.
Yeah.
But she's always called and, yeah, you know, she's always, you know, with her theater and
right, it has fine stories, no doubt about it.
Stopped by the police at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, hopefully she's not incarcerated. Jeez. All right. Well, I guess we'll see.
Okay, well, tell her to call in.
You just did. All right.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. So you want an Oscars-related question, the Academy Awards.
Yeah, why not? It was Oscars last night, and
okay,
you know, let's just follow through.
At the 1972 Oscars, Sasheen Littlefeather said, "I'm representing Marlon Brando this evening, and he has asked me to tell you in a very long speech, which I cannot share with you presently because of time, but I will be glad to share with the press afterwards, that he is very regretfully cannot accept this very generous award." Now, what I want to know is, for which movie? Apocalypse Now, On the Waterfront, The Godfather, or Streetcar Named Desire?
No, it's The Godfather.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So there you have. And by the way, it was the second time an Oscar had been refused. Do you know who the first one was? It was 2 years
earlier. George C. Scott, right?
Absolutely, yeah, for Patton.
For Patton.
Yeah.
And you know that she wasn't even an Indian. She was Mexican. She was just acting like an Indian.
See, I don't know. I don't know either of these movies. So this is...
No, I'm talking about Sasheen Littlefeather.
Oh,
the one that refused the, you know...
Oh, Sasheen Littlefeather.
Something to do with Indian. She's not even Indian herself.
Never heard of her.
No, yeah, she was just...
I figure that Marlon Brando just picked her out as a plant, sent her to the Oscars. Here, you speak.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, well, it's crazy.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Now, by the way, has anybody since 1972 refused an Oscar?
Actually refused? I don't think so.
Yeah, so just these two.
Now, I know last night Sean Penn won and wasn't there, but he doesn't really agree with that kind of stuff, so...
Right.
He didn't really refuse it. He'll take it, but he just wasn't there to pick it up. But
interesting.
I can't think of anyone that has.
Now, Sasheen, in her little speech, said she would share with the press the entire diatribe, so to speak. What was it that was the problem for Marlon?
It had something to do with the treatment of Indians or something, and
in The Godfather.
No, not it was. It had nothing to do with the movie itself.
Sure. Wait a minute. I see.
No, it just was a reason for him not to get up and accept the award,
uh-huh,
or not to go.
He had to think long and hard to come up with that.
Yeah, and like I said, she wasn't even Indian herself. She was dressed like one, but she was actually Mexican.
Where do they get her?
It doesn't come out until later, you know.
I mean, I've never heard of this woman. Where did they get her?
I think she was just like an actress or something. I mean, okay. I don't think she was...
I just looked her up. It says she was an American-born actress and activist for Native American civil rights.
There you go.
Let's see. After her death, she was accused by family members of falsely claiming Native American heritage. Oh, great. That's just great.
Yeah.
Well, at least she wasn't here to defend herself. Otherwise, she died in Novato, California, born in Salinas. So how about that? Well, are they...
I don't even know how he became connected with the treatment of Indians or something. I don't remember that.
Huh.
But...
claimed her father was White Mountain Apache. They're just down the block from me. Maybe I should go ask. But anyway, all right. Well, there you are. I don't know. But when she was 19, she spent a year in a psychiatric hospital, and that might explain it all.
Hearing, maybe that's where he met her.
Hearing voices that, pushed her to a suicide attempt. Well, she obviously wasn't successful. But
I just remember watching that, because I watch it every year.
Yeah.
And so I just remember watching that one. And
huh.
He said originally that he wasn't going to accept it.
Okay.
If he won, so.
Now, this is interesting. I was trying to connect 1972 in some way to this woman, and I have, but this one's really out there. Playboy magazine planned a spread called 10 Little Indians in 1972. One of the models was Little Feather, but the spread was canceled.
Oh, that's interesting.
So a year later, due to her Academy Awards appearance fame, they ran her as a standalone feature.
In Playboy?
Yes. So there you go.
And this is all before she went in the hospital or after?
Oh, yeah, this is after. No, the hospital is when she was 19.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. This is a few years. But, you know, firstly, calling it a spread is a play on words I don't like. But also, 10 Little Indians? No. I'm sorry. Even in 1972, what was Playboy thinking?
Oh, my God. And yet she was supposed to be sticking up for the Indians when and here she's allowing herself to be.
Yeah, then she appeared in Makeup for Minority Women, identified as a professional model. And she was a spokesperson for the National American Indian Council. How that happened, I don't know. Protesting Richard Nixon's budget cuts to Indian programs. And so then she participated in a meeting between the FCC and minority groups over the misrepresentation or lack of representation of minorities on television. So there you go. All right. So, she was a professional agitator is what she was here. So, I guess. Why not? Now, how she met Marlon Brando, well, there's a lot of stories about that. Some say through interest in the Indian movement, but others say, nah, that wasn't it. Well, I don't want to know what is. She was working for a San Francisco radio station. She had applied to work with Francis Ford Coppola, and he then referred her to Brando, knowing that Brando was interested in Indians. So she'd known about a year before the Oscar speech. So and she got to know Coppola hiking in the hills of San Francisco. All right. Okay.
Louise.
Yeah.
There's a story there for sure.
Undoubtedly.
I mean, a whole nother movie.
Probably, but yeah, people are more like me, though, are saying, who the hell is this? So, yeah, that's a problem.
Now you have to go to YouTube.
Oh, and find her?
And find where she, you know, went up there. And
I love what Raquel Welch said at another one of these ceremonies. Before she announced the Best Actress winner, she said, I hope the winner doesn't have a cause.
Yeah.
That's great. That's absolutely great. God, I love her for that. Yeah.
It's great. You never know what you're going to see on the Oscars, that's for sure.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood
last night, though, I must say, was very good and very free from
causes,
any kind of statements and things like that.
Good.
It was really nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. So there you have it. So
okay, and I'm going to shout out my buddy Statler and hope she's doing well.
Yes, indeed. All right, so hang on, we'll confirm that address, but as you know, the prizes are worthless and it takes forever to get them. Don't go away. All right,
okay,
so
thank you.
There you have it, 888-876-5593. We always say we're going to mail them, and then life intervenes. We have them here. I moved them. Yeah, I told you you get a certificate, which is a lot of fun for each win, and then you get something you don't want, like a tabloid or a 45 or a DVD or CD or something. So I have boxes of what the prizes will be. Just haven't gotten it together yet to mail anything, and I'm not sure when we will. Don't hold your breath. We'll talk to Shane. We got MASH multiple choice coming up. Jeff in Homewood wants Seinfeld multiple choice. And another bumper stumper is coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Well, I saw my baby walking. This is
Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And I laugh when I hear that because years ago when I was working at Epic, my boss, I had to promote this record. I'm not even going to tell you who the artist was. You probably never heard of her, but it's so cruel that I'm not going to share that with you. That one. He said, you know, if you play that at the wrong speed, it's almost a ballad. Yeah. And as I was listening to this, I thought, this is another one where I bet you if I played it at the wrong speed. Well, regardless, the artist in question had a huge hit, and this wasn't it. Obviously. And so who is she? 888-876-5593. Another Jamaican who went to England to achieve fame, much like the first thing we played, although that has nothing to do with our theme. 888-876-5593. And so it is that I got a question. On any given night, somewhere between 2,500 and 5,000 Americans are doing this. Doing what? All right, if you don't like that, you don't know my bumpers numbers, well, you pick your own category. Sky is the limit on that, as we prove repeatedly. And Shane is on the road, so where are we tonight?
94 northbound, heading to Milwaukee to pick up another load.
Okay, that's decent. How's the weather?
It's actually, the snow stopped, so it's pretty clear.
Okay, good.
It's just cold.
So we're going to do MASH trivia.
Yes.
In order to get rid of the star bowler for the Marines in Sons and Bowlers, what did the doctors give him? Was it arsenic, methylene blue, ethyl yellow, or garlic?
Can you give me those again?
Arsenic, methylene blue, ethyl yellow, garlic.
I'm going to say the ethyl yellow.
No, methylene blue, because it makes urine turn blue, which would scare the hell out of anybody.
okay.
All right. Happy driving, and glad the snow has stopped, because, you know, Wisconsin doesn't like salt very much, so consequently, I don't like Wisconsin very much.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thanks, Raleigh. Bye.
Yeah. I just can't understand this this move away from salt. They did that in Vermont. I mean, Vermont doesn't snow in inches. It snows in feet. Are they out of their ever? Well, yes, of course. You know that. All right. So Fran and Austin, like I say, I know Fran knows our second bumper, and I bet you that's what you're calling about.
Yep, that's what I'm calling about, Millie Small.
Oh, that's our third bumper. Yes, Millie Small. Excellent. I was thinking you'd call about the second bumper because I know you know who that was.
You know what? I don't remember what it was. I was eating dinner and I don't.
Oh, man. Well, you know, food's more important than music, really. I know sometimes it's a tough choice, but food wins. Yeah, it was Sincerely as far as that goes. So anyway, but yes, Millie Small.
Oh, actually, I think Gary knew it and he wasn't sure that he knew it, so he didn't call. He should have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but
I'll
anyway.
Try to get him to call because I think he knows it.
So what did you have for dinner?
Oh, one of those frozen dinners.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't that great, but it was something to eat.
Right.
It was supposed to be balsamic steak.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, you're brave. I usually stick to things that have, like, pasta or rice in them because I figure when it comes to frozen, they can't really screw that up too badly. But when you're talking about something that actually has
meat.
Oh,
yes, they can. Oh, my God. I've had some pasta that is, like, oh, really? You know, eating mush.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, I'm trying to stay away from the carbs at least a little bit. I have not been a good girl lately at all.
Wow.
So
balsamic.
And I've got a cardiologist appointment on the 30th, so I'm trying to, like, okay, I got to really tighten up my
all right, we'll start
act here.
We'll start lighting candles now. So hang on, don't go away. You are a winner. All right, so two more hours of Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
But not me, because I know their tricks and they're all to think I would be put by the wink of an eye. Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. I remember when my mama told me, she said, girl, stay in your class. Got a whole lot of growing and learning to do. Girl, won't you get so fast, greatest pastime in this minute.
but not me, because I know their tricks and they're all to think I would be good by the wink of an eye. Mama didn't lie,
she didn't lie,
she didn't lie, Mama didn't lie, she didn't lie. I remember when
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, enjoying that a little too much. Started it in the middle. Sorry about that. Was listening to it during the news. All right. So who are they? Yeah, the lead singer. Her first name was Doris, but that's not the group. Well, you know, it's a group. And it came out on Columbia, not the one here. This is in Sweden, 1966. And so who are they? 888-876-5593. All right, go and get some bumper guesses. How about that? And Mike is in Elmwood Park. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to take a guess on that one. Do you want to see you later, alligator? Did you get a winner on that one?
We did. It was Millie Small.
Ah, I thought it was, what's her name, Teresa Brewer.
No, really? Millie Small.
Ah, okay.
All right, thanks. No, this one,
all right, no problem.
Appreciate it. All right, so yes, Millie Small indeed. And yeah, this last one was by a Swedish group. All right, so Gary is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio. And I understand you heard the second bumper and you knew instantly.
I believe it's Richard Dimplesfield.
Absolutely right. Richard Dimplesfield from Mr. Look So Good. Yes. Yes. A fine choice. Yeah, well, you've heard several of them so far. And any idea about the theme? Obviously, they're all remakes, so that's not the theme.
Yeah, no, that's kind of, it's still a mystery, but, who knows?
Yeah. Well, it has to do with the fact that they're all remakes, I'll say that. But clearly they all are. All right, but they got something in common beyond that. All right, good deal. Well, thanks, Gary. Hang on, don't go away.
Great, thanks.
All right, good deal. And a lot of them are foreign, but that's not it either. They're not all foreign. It just sounds like, though, I was about to play one that was foreign, and it was one that actually, I admit, I didn't have in my collection, so I went onto YouTube to see if they had it, and they do. And so I thought, fine, I'll just play it from YouTube. Yeah. Better plans. I didn't actually try to play it. When I did, now I'm getting one of those errors, cannot play. So, all right. That means we probably have 10 bumper stumpers unless I find another version of it or pick another a song to fit the categories, which is possible as well. Now, I have a question I threw out, and I'll be revealing it at the end of next hour. On any given night, somewhere between 2,500 and 5,000 Americans are doing this. Doing what? Very common thing. As far as that goes, but not so common when we're only talking about between 2,500 and 5,000. But it's a given. Pretty much every night, 2,500 to 5,000 people are doing this. All right, 888-876-5593, or have your own category. As I say, sky's the limit on that. Or guess a bumper stumper, and we'll have another one coming up. Yeah, I don't think I know exactly what it is, too. Well, I better. All right, so with that in mind, it is Monday night, and you know the deal on trivia. I can ask the questions, but it's not good form if I answer them as well. So this requires your participation. Otherwise, we just run down memory lane, and we can do that as well. But if you'd like to partake, this is the time to do it. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Honey, is that you?
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, Basel, Switzerland. That's right, that's where they're from. Redoing, obviously, a fine song. And I thought a fine version of it, too, all things considered. 1964. Who are they? And as far as labels, it was CSUM. But that would mean nothing to you, and, you know, unless you were in Switzerland, of course. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh. And let's see, I believe that Kimberly and Dalton's going to give us some guesses. All right, Kimberly, what you got?
Are Hello?
You? Yes, hiya, hiya.
Hi, I don't know, we got some static somewhere. How are you tonight?
All right, how about yourself? And thank you for the picture. Christopher looks wonderful.
I'm glad you liked it. Oh, yeah. We got a new little video from Elizabeth today. He's 3 months old. It's amazing what he's holding and looking at, because, you know, most of the kids is 5-6 months. They do all that, so it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I came up from downstairs, and my mom told me about the trivia question, so I didn't hear what people said before, but I'll take a few guesses at it.
Good.
Okay. Is it... put your slippers under the bed.
Nope.
Take a drink of water.
Nope.
Oh, God, I forgot the other two. My mom told me. One second.
All right. One second. So, yes, okay. For people wondering, on any given night, somewhere between 2,500 and 5,000 Americans are doing this. Doing what?
Touch your alarm clock. Set your alarm clock.
So what?
Set your alarm clock.
Say, no. What else you got?
Okay. Use your mouthwash.
Now, think about this. So when you're thinking about things like setting your alarm clock, we're saying between 2,500 and 5,000 Americans are doing it. I would assume there are millions of Americans setting an alarm clock on any given night.
It's not enough. Oh, okay. Not more than 5,000. Okay. No, yeah. Then I'm way wrong there. Okay. All right. I didn't get the whole thing, so I'm so sorry. I know trivia night's not the night, but tomorrow night, maybe if I can call you, I cannot get through that Discogs to finalize the sale, and I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I buy things on there almost every day. So
it won't let me get past the cart. I don't know why, but anyway.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Missing. All right. Well, I'll walk you through it.
Okay. All right, thank
All right,
you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And most of the things I want I can find, and especially if I'm patient on Discogs, is even if it's pricey today, usually a version will come up that isn't so pricey tomorrow. There's one I've been looking for, a couple I've been looking for that I can't find on the original 45 for a decent price or at all. But most of them you can. Reissues are a crapshoot, frankly, because sometimes you've got absolutely terrific quality, and other times, oh my dear God! So I wouldn't advise paying a lot for a reissue, as far as that goes. But you know, if you're buying stuff like Kimberly and Gene want, Bing Crosby, that's usually a safe bet. All right, so 888-876-5593. Marty is in Whiting. Hello, Marty. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you doing this evening, Raleigh?
All right. How about yourself?
Can't complain.
So we're going to do some 5x5?
Yes. But hey, before you ask me a question, right before you came on, one of the announcers on WGN was talking about, is Orion, is that his name?
Yes, we talked about that in the first hour. Orion Samuelson, unfortunately, died this morning.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. Did not know him, but I thought this was kind of interesting. Before the reporter went to the next segment, he said Paul Harvey made a comment about Orion years ago that he had one foot stuck in the furrow. Which I don't know what that means. Do you?
Oh yeah, it's absolutely. It's if you're a farmer, you'd know. Let's just say that.
Okay, you don't need to explain then.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it's a trench if you're going to be planting seeds or sometimes for irrigation. So it's that's what it would be, a rudder.
Oh, that kind of furrow.
Yeah.
Now I got it. Now I got it.
Yeah, you've seen them. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. There might be some fancy way, but, you know, that's pretty much it.
I'm a city guy all my life. But, yeah, I've not But now I know what a furlough is.
Yeah, yeah. I figured you might. And yeah, anybody living the ag life or working on a farm or a ranch knows it all too well. So, what are we doing? 5x5
5x5
Okay.
Five.
Mm-hmm. Who was Pinocchio's father?
No clue.
Geppetto. All right. Which element has the atomic number 1?
Wow. Gotta plead ignorance on that one, too.
Oh, man. Well, I thought that one would be easy. Hydrogen.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you next time. Okay, thanks. Appreciate
Bye.
It. All right. Yeah, I thought that was kind of a gift, but you just never know. All right. I defer to first-time callers, and that's what I'm doing right now to Johnny in Durham, North Carolina. So, Johnny, welcome back. Or not welcome back, but welcome to WGN Radio. Good to have you.
Wow, all the way in Chicago.
Yeah.
And the question is, what are 2,500 people doing every night in America?
Well, in America, between 2,500 and 5,000 people do this every night.
Drive a taxi.
Nope. What else you got?
Okay. The numbers are so low.
That's right.
Gosh, I'm going to say work at Waffle House, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Not a Tottle House either. All right, so
Tottle House. Yeah. I've heard of Tottle House, but I've never been in one.
Well, you wouldn't. Yeah. They don't exist any longer. But if you had been in Durham long enough, you would know.
Well, you used to talk. That was a little bit before me.
Okay.
But so 2,500 to 5,000 people every night. But it's at nighttime, is that?
Yeah, I'd say.
Okay. Deliver a newspaper, but that's
nope,
almost.
No, that
case,
yeah, that's
right?
Too low also. Yeah.
Too low. Really?
Yeah, more than 5,000 Americans are delivering newspaper. Well, maybe not anymore, but
when
we were still reading, they were.
Yeah, I miss them when they were good, when the New York Times shrank down to like the weekly reader, I kind of gave up.
Yeah.
One more guess. Let me think. I think
you
have a wonderful show.
Thank you.
I can pick it up on this radio, I listen to it.
Yeah.
Oh my, what could it be? Janitors?
Nope. Well, if you think about it, you feel free to call me back. Yeah, I love Durham. I worked at WDNC there years ago, about 40 years ago now, and had a great time.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep, the big 620.
I don't know if they exist anymore.
Well, they probably do. It was an AM station, 620. And I remember it was owned by the people who owned the newspaper. And I looked at Durham, and I looked at where our signal was at night and realized that we had to be black, period. And I knew that I wasn't going to sell these owners on this. So I convinced them we were going disco. And they bought that. So, yeah.
Wow. What year was the disco at 620?
1977.
Okay. That I think that's now a sports station.
Oh, probably. Would make sense. The FM was a little automated country station, and then it became a big deal. It was WDCG when I was there. It was country, but then it became like G105 or something like that. It was a big deal.
Yeah, G105. That's still going.
Right. I'm sure that became big stuff. But yeah, I remember it well. Always had a good time there.
And there's the one that's still there at 6:80 a.m., which is WPTR.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, PTR. Now you're talking Raleigh, and that's obviously big time. And, of course,
PTF, been there forever in Durham.
PTF. It's a Raleigh license, but, yes, it's a wonderful radio station, PTF. And
More about the radio people than I do. This
of course,
is incredible.
You know, back in the day, the big top 40 station was Kix and WKIX.
Kix FM, I remember that.
Well, when it was on AM, not when it was on FM.
I have something to... This, you're a radio, you'll appreciate this. There's a station, WBT in Charlotte.
Sure.
11:10 a.m.
Yep.
A.m.
Yep.
But what's happened is if you tune it in on your radio.
Oh,
on 11,
we know. They're stunting and they're not saying what they're doing. And they put the programming on 107 and we don't know what they're going to be. And we are worried. They do own the tower site, though, and I hope they're not going to sell it for condo development.
I hope so, too. Yeah. I do music and... What's interesting to me is they play this really incredible music.
Hang on a minute. Yeah. Don't go away. Stay right where you are, and we'll pick it up right after the news right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And who is that? All right, we know the remix, but there's more to it than that. So, and we're talking to Johnny, who's a first-time caller from Durham. And we were just mentioning the saga of WBT, a very sad one it is. We don't know what's going to happen. And yes, they used to be wonderful back in the day when they were still Jefferson Pilot.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Absolutely loud and clear. Yeah, you know, it's funny. While we were talking and we mentioned old Triangle stations, I decided, well, I'm going to take a look. I used to write a show for WRAL, Capital Oldies, and then before that I wrote the show called Rhythm Tracks. So I thought, I wonder if Rhythm Tracks is still around, you know, if anybody's playing it. Well, I couldn't imagine it because it's 50 years old. But someone's selling it on disc on eBay, and I thought, well, that's a nice incarnation. It was reel-to-reel tape when I wrote it, so I don't know. So you just never know. So yeah.
So somebody bootlegged you.
Probably, and I guess good for them. Who knows? But yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you about BT Charlotte.
Yeah.
The AM, they've gone to FM,
right?
Which I think is stupid.
Well,
but on the AM, all you hear is this really incredible music. It's like a loop. It's a loop of music.
Right, and then they give you that little teaser.
Yes, but I became so intrigued by the music that I called the number. I found the number of the station.
Yeah.
And I actually got a reply.
Really?
They called me back, which blew my mind.
Me too. What'd they say?
I left a message. They said, well, it sounded like Mr. Science from one of those films back when you were in school.
Okay.
And he said, no. See, I called because I wanted to buy the music. And he said, no, you cannot buy this music. It's created by a high-end music company that has a stable of musicians, and they lay down these different,
the tracks.
He called them beds of music.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And they do stuff with them. But it was like I could never get back in touch with them to talk with them about it. So.
Well, the problem is it wouldn't be licensed. They couldn't sell it to you because it's not licensed that way. They don't have the rights.
Well, what a shame, because they're such fabulous musicians.
Yeah.
I can tell, but
unless
it's AI generated, I don't think it's.
No, I would doubt it. I don't know. You know, you're the first person who's asked about the tracks. Most people just ask about the tease announcement and what's going to happen. And of course, it seemed like when they started to do this in December that they would be revealing at the in January at some point.
Yeah.
But they have not revealed. They're just playing that as an endless loop, and it makes you wonder what they have in mind for that AM. And because it's a three tower directional array, I worry that the land might be valuable enough that they'll just sell the land.
That would be, but even so, they're wasting this incredible airtime.
Of course, and wonderful AM signal from Maine to Miami.
So it can be picked up that far away.
Yeah, well, it's highly, highly directional. It originally was a non-directional station, but I think it was the 40s. It might have been the late 30s, but I think it was the 40s. A Buick dealer owned it. In fact, he said the call letter stood for Watch Buick Travel, but the call letters were there before him. But in any event, apparently he didn't think Buick was going to travel very far west. He sold half the signal to KFAB in Omaha. So WBT is highly directional north-south. It has no western signal. So the reason they went to FM, if you're wondering, is because WBT at night, even with its 50,000 watts, doesn't cover a lot of suburbs like Gastonia. And so, therefore, they had to cover the metro, and that meant doing something either with a translator or an FM station, because the Buick dealer kind of screwed them, because when he sold it, of course, no one was living that far west. Well, now, it's in the middle of town, and it's got signal deficiencies. So that's the deal with them.
It's I can pick that station up really clear if I'm in Wilmington.
Yes. Oh,
but,
yeah.
But so I guess it never goes as far as the Mississippi going west.
No, it doesn't. It absolutely doesn't. It's at night. And in the day, it'll go wherever it goes. But at night, no, it's a strong north-south signal, period. It does not go west in one iota.
Well, you seem to be like a radio encyclopedia person. Can I ask you another question?
What you got?
About another station.
What?
A station called WTOB in Winston-Salem.
Oh, yeah. That was, in its day, man, that was a wonderful radio station. 980?
It's 1470.
Okay, 1470.
On the AM.
Okay.
And I'm going by regular radio, terrestrial radio.
Okay. All right.
And, well, anyway, they had this incredible DJ that was blasting this stuff all night long. It just incredible sides from 1948 to 1980. And the way he would deliver it, he was a classic DJ, like I remember when I was a kid. You know, they'd play like Tom Jones' Delilah.
Yeah.
And he'd come on at the end of it and talk about why she got murdered or something.
Okay.
But he's very gifted. But
who
something's
was
happened and he's gone.
Who is it?
I don't know what happened.
Who
His
was?
His name is Rick Archer. Rick Archer.
Oh, all right. Absolutely. Yeah, I knew.
You know this man.
I know who he is. And
really?
Yeah, it was 1470, I think, Greensboro, and it's 980 in Winston-Salem at this.
That's point. Right. They have little satellite.
Yeah,
stuff or
exactly. And
so what's the story?
He had before that. He had been in Nashville. I think he was at RMX, and he'd been little radio station. He was in Baltimore for a little while, but that's a great question about what happened to him. I don't know. But
I kind of know.
Oh, yeah?
And I would feel out of line by talking about it on the air, but I will say this.
Yeah?
If you call up WTOV or your people and ask how to get in touch with them, you'll be able to.
Really?
And I do know that Mr. Archer is looking for employment.
Oh man,
maybe I've said too much.
No. That's really sad because it's so tough now, especially when you're doing weekend stuff and all that does. I'm just glad that he is alive.
He is so good.
Yeah.
So, what he does.
You know, the beauty of the internet. I mean, the bad news is, you know, nobody ever goes to Google and searches for something they've never heard of. But the other side of that is that for virtually no money, you can put podcasts together and do all sorts of things. So if he's got a Jones to do it, he should absolutely, do a podcast and at least spread the word that way.
That's what I kind of suggested, you know. But,
no, absolutely. Now, of course, this is not going to make him money initially. So if it's a thing where he's looking for work because he needs the cash, then no, this is not an answer. But if he's looking for work because he's just jonesing to do it, this is a great way to do it.
It is. And but I would suggest that he should do it if he could get like a web on the whatever station he's, if he could get TOB or some other station, you give him a link on their webpage, that might kind of kick it off.
Well, sure. Hell, I'll give the guy a link if he's doing it. I'm happy to do that.
This is fabulous news. Can you call him and tell him?
Well, you can call him and tell him. The joke about my callback list is you have to die to get off it because it takes that long. Sadly,
okay,
most people
right,
do.
Right.
So, literally, they're dropping like flies. But what you want to do is if he's interested and he can absolutely call the show and plug whatever he's doing, and when he's got himself a link together, I'll be happy to do that. Absolutely happy to do
that. Okay. You'll be happy to put his link on your
website. Of course I will, and he can talk about it. He can talk about it on the air and all the other places he's worked.
Okay, but he has to develop his own web page first, right?
Well, not so much a web page. I mean, because there's all sorts of things where you can do it without actually. I would suggest doing your own website and doing it that way. You know, I do that on my show. As far as that goes, and do my own little stream. But you wouldn't have to. You could do it through services and get on aggregators that way. But if you had your own little page together, you know, we could promote that as well. It just depends what he wants to do. But I'm pretty sure he's the same guy who was at QSR in the Baltimore area.
He was in Nashville. It's the same guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. He was like at RMX, and that'd be like the early 90s. For a while he was on AIR in Winston-Salem, and I know who this guy is.
So if he reaches out to you, how would he would just call?
You just did it. Just do exactly what you do. He'll be on the air.
Oh,
we'll talk.
Okay. Okay,
absolutely.
If he calls him, says it's Rick to your call screener, you'll put him on.
You 100%.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Yeah, well, that'll be great. Yeah, if he's looking for work because he wants an income stream, this will not do it. But if he's looking for work because he loves the oldies or whatever and wants to get it out there, this is easy.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, he's a true radio person.
Yeah.
Radio people like you and him are, but
yeah.
Okay, this is beautiful. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I'm going to answer the trivia question.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
It's got $2,500 to $5,000 every night.
Yes.
It's got to be working at a convenience store or driving a truck or working at a...
I think there's probably a much greater number than that. But that's a nice try. Nice try.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling. Do it again.
Okay, you're Rolly. R-O-L-L-Y?
Y-E, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, R-O-L-L-Y-E, and it's rolly.net. You can see the website.
Okay, on WGN.
Well, actually you can go to WGN, but if you just go to Rolly.net, you'll get me.
Okay.
All gotcha. Right.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Lovely evening.
Thanks, you too. Yeah, WGNradio.com, that's a great site. And yeah, if you go find me on that, it'll link you right to my site, to one of them anyway. So 888-876-5593 is 8888. Rolly, and I think I better do this right now on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Rolly James, famous for a lot of reasons, but there's one why it is in this group as far as the bumper stumper category. But even if you don't know what they all have in common, maybe you know who they are. All right, so 888-876-5593. About 1965 for that on Linda. All right, so now, Jeff from Homewood. I don't know if he's still with us. I hope so, but I kind of forgot all about Jeff there for a minute because we're going to do a Seinfeld question. I didn't forget to find the Seinfeld question. I just forgot he was on hold. And let's see if he still is. Jeff, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
All right. And you wanted a Seinfeld question, and you wanted to be multiple choice.
Let me try the trivia question.
Oh, okay, good. You can do both.
It's the number of people Googling Rolly James every night.
Yeah, I don't think so, but nice try. What else you got?
How about a request?
Okay, let's get that out, so I'll write it down on something I won't lose. Well, we hope. So let's see. And what is your request?
Vicky Carr, It Must Be Him.
Oh, my God, really? Hello,
yeah.
Hello, dear God. Let it please be him. Okay, all right.
Can you do that after 12:30 one night?
I will do that after 12:30. I think I played one for you last week after 12:30. I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, all right. So, yeah, after 12:30, It Must Be Him. All right. Well, somebody had to like that record. I'm glad we found you. So now...
Well, she's got a great voice.
Well, not only that, she did one great album called Intimate Excitement, where she did a lot of sambas in Spanish rather than Portuguese, and it is a great album. They never put it on CD, at least not the way it was, of course. But yeah, Intimate Excitement was what it was called. So, all right, you're ready for your Seinfeld question?
Yes.
Well, hang on, you got to wait till after the news. I promise you'll be first right after the news. Don't go away. All right, because I've had this picked out for a while, but nothing stopped. Well, everything stops for the news, actually, and we'll pick it up there next hour on WGN Radio.
my dear, wondering if you're ever gonna show. But there's one thing that I know, oh my darling, I've got to go. But nevertheless, I say, you gotta meet. Back against the fence, wondering if I have any chance. Something tells me I'm a fool to let you treat me so cruel. But nevertheless, I say you gotta be waiting.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? And they took their name from a song by a Cleveland group, and the lead singer of this group was Sunny Day, who was just terrific, and I think is still with us. But in any event, obviously redoing Billy Stewart. But who is that? And what's our theme? 888-876-5593. Now, Jeff in Homewood, you're still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. So now we're going to get ourselves a Seinfeld trivia question, and I figure we'd take something from Soup Nazi, since it's such a very big episode. And what we want to know is, what kind of soup does Elaine try to get Kramer while he guards the armoire? Is it mulligatawny, chicken noodle, crab bisque, or potato and leek?
Mulligatawny.
Absolutely right. We have a winner. Thank you for waiting. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. And again, the prizes are worthless. Takes forever to get something, and you probably don't want it when you do, but you'll like the certificate. All right. So, we're going to hear about some bumpers. I bet you Stan knows most of them. Well, we're about to find out. So, Stan, yeah, let's see. What's going on with the magic twanger here? All right. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Hiya.
Yes.
got the twanger working. All right.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to guess on selfish one. You'll probably get a lot of guesses on that one.
Oh, you can guess on all of them. Go for it.
Okay, well, that's Pat Lewis.
Yes, it is.
And I think the one after that was, My Heart Cries?
Yes.
By the Romancers?
Yes, absolutely. Why do you know that?
Well, I got Romancers on Dutone, and I got Romancers on...
Linda.
Let's see, a former Detroit guy had a group called the Romancers. Mm-hmm. And I keep looking them up, and I saw this other, you know, I just know that this other group did the Harvey and Etta song, My
Heart
Cries.
Well, the Romancers actually are history for East L.A. That was the first record done by an East L.A. group on what became an East L.A. label, and that was Eddie Davis's, one of his labels, Linda, in 1965.
Are they related to the Dutone?
They probably are the same romance. I don't think so. Now that I think about it, probably not.
Because they were earlier, yeah.
Yeah, probably not. The Romancers are East L.A. period. So I don't think they would have had any Dutone connection at all. They were real East Side. You know, and of course, what paved the way for Cannibal and Headhunters and everybody else. But I think they had a little thing on Delphi, which went nowhere, and then the other stuff was on Linda. So not on on Dutone.
Okay. Yeah, because I always see them I always see that song listed with, you know, my Dutone one, Romancers, and, you know, kind of like item want list, you know, like, who is this? Who is this group? You know, trying to find out if it's the same. One of those mysteries for me.
I do not think so. And I've never bothered to try and look them up on Dutone, but I do, just as we're talking, I see there is a Dutone Doo-Wop Volume 2, and they've got a Romancers doing I Still Remember, and these are not the same Romancers. I can almost bet on it, because...
we've got 245s by them on Dutone.
Oh, do you? Yeah, and that's pretty good CD.
How's Cat?
Okay, yeah, sure. And This Is Goodbye.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they were from San Francisco. And how they got to, you know, Dootsie, I don't know. They did one thing on Baytone, which was a little local label, and they were originally, some of the members were Texans, as far as that goes, but I think they were short-lived because they like someone up in the Navy or something. This was a Bay Area group, and it was around for a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else did you hear?
Let's see. What was the last one? City in a Park.
Yeah.
The Billy Stewart song.
Right.
And it's easy. Fly, Slick, and Wicked.
Yes, absolutely. Why do you know that?
Well, because it sounds like a doo-wop-ish set. Well, it was out in the 70s, maybe?
They originally were singing it live in the 60s, and then it didn't actually get to disc until ITP did that Tonight's the Night CD. That was their big hit in the 70s. But Sly, Slick, and Wicked was Sunny Days Group, and I thought they were great. And, of course, they named
them... Yeah, I thought they were one of the better groups that I've... light from the 70s.
Right. And they were around in the 60s as well, and they took their name from the not only the Cleveland group but the Sly, the Slick, and the Wicked, you know, the song. And so that's where they got that. And Sunny Day, and I'm trying to think who else. And again, there was a Texas connection to them, but they were just the first thing they did, I think, was in 69, Love's Gonna Pack Up. What a great record that was. And Confessin' a Feelin', which, of course, was, you know, a remake, obviously, as most of
them. Was there a Sunny Day in the Nights?
Yeah, Sunny Day in the Nights. I'm trying to think of the guy who did the original Confessin' a Feelin', Tony something. It'll come to me at some point. This guy was a Texan, but, yeah. Anyway, that's the deal on them. It was, and so they disappeared after the mid-70s and didn't show up again until the 90s when the doo-wop, you know, deal groups were traveling and doing shows. You know, they'd do things like with the Midnighters or El Chicano or any of those. So, yeah.
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 And the theme, all these songs, they seem to be all remakes, you know, our covers of originally Chicago or Illinois-based songs.
Well, you got to be a little more specific than that.
Let's see. What do we got here? Chet's Records, Unselfish One, and I don't think it's a label. I think it's Chicago area songs. So.
It's not Chicago area songs. Go with your label.
I'll go to label, Chess label.
Every one of these songs was a hit or an almost hit on Chess.
Okay.
And
Chess,
yeah. The first one, Ain't Love Good, Ain't Love Proud, that was originally Tony Clark on Chess.
Tony Clark, right. Yep.
Sincerely was originally The Moon Glows, and See You Later, Alligator was originally Bobby Charles, Nadine, Chuck Berry, Mama Didn't Lie, Jan Bradley, Etta and Harvey, and Jackie Ross, and then...
Jan Bradley, yeah.
Yeah, Mama Didn't Lie. What a great record. It's hard to ruin that record, actually. And there was a version John heard from, like, Indonesia. He wanted me to play that one. I said, no, I'm going with The Plums, which is what I played. They were Swedish. And I've got, got three more.
My international law.
Yeah, right. Right. Who
knowledge is dull.
Well, and why wouldn't it be? Yeah, Doris and the Plums. Yeah, who would know? And the Nadine version was the Dynamites. No one's going to know that either. So but so we've got three more coming up, and I think you'll know at least two out of the three.
Okay.
Maybe all three. I don't know. All right. So as usual, we'll add to your stash.
Okay. Well, I found out about my romancers question.
Yes,
anyway.
You, absolutely. There you go. Wrong romancers.
Thank
but
you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. So, yeah, Eddie Davis, who had been kind of a failed actor of sorts, had these little record labels and stuff, and he's the first guy that decided, I'm going to record this East LA stuff. And until then, those groups did not have a label, so he really was the first. And the first thing he put out was The Romancers, My Heart Cries, on Linda. So several other little labels like that, too. All right, so 888-876-5593. Oh, we're going to be doing some Myers-Briggs with Naoto and Don and Beloit. Oh, World War II planes, but of course. I think I'm running out of planes. And Oh, Victor wants charts, and this is good, 1962. And I thought that this week, instead of Billboard charts, we'll do Cashbox charts, because, you know, I've got those two. So we'll try that coming up next on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? 888-876-5593. We've ascertained it is a remake, obviously, of Billy Stewart, obviously on Chess. But that originally 1968 on Arctic, the remake we played, who would that be? 888-876-5593. What? Naoto in Japan called back. He's been waiting a while. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well, but pollen allergy has getting pretty bad these days.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah, well, here, it's talking about hot, it's going to be over 100 degrees for the next 4 days. So all I'm hoping is there's going to be a cold snap between now and spring. Other than that, it's going to be a very hot summer.
Yeah.
So we're doing Myers-Briggs, and this time we're going to do females, and I'm going to give you a list of, well, five females, and they're all the same type, and you can tell me what they are. Hillary Clinton, Marie Curie, Michelle Obama, Susan B. Anthony, and Ayn Rand.
Okay, I think at least I can guess two letters. Of them. Maybe like, yeah, extroverted and feeling type.
It's very interesting because no extrovert and no feeling. Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah. INTJ. INTJ.
Oh, I have to keep running, you know.
Oh, man.
I'm these days.
I'm just shocked. Absolutely shocked, I tell you. So, all right. We'll try again next week. All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. All right. Man, I tell you what. Yeah, Naoto normally is never wrong. So, yeah. Yeah, they're not extroverts. They're not feeling. But, you know, you listen to that list and, you know, come on, Hillary Clinton, she's not an extrovert. All right. Well, I guess not. All right, so 888-876-5593. Let's get Victor in here from Silver Spring. Going to do some charts. So, Victor, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you. And after we get the trivia out of the way, I got some news.
Oh, yeah? Good news, I hope?
Well, 1050 is now IBOC. Hash, really bad hash on either side of the frequency.
Doesn't that make you wonder? It's like, well, what? How better to kill their signal? Let us count the ways. Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, well, let's have some fun. We'll go back to March of 1962. Is that what you wanted?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Let's see how good my memory is.
Okay, these will be the Cashbox charts. Number one, Hey Baby.
Oh, it was I don't remember that one.
It was on Smash. Hey, baby, I want to know if you'll be my girl.
When Chanel.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, number two, Midnight in Moscow. It's an instrumental.
Something Ball in the...
Good enough, Kenny Ball on Cat.
Kenny Ball.
Number three, Don't Break the Heart That Loves You on MGM.
I'm going to guess Connie Francis.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number four, Let Me In.
The Sensations. They were a Philadelphia group.
And they were on Argo. Number five, Duke of Earl.
Chandler.
Yep, Gene Chandler. It was really the Duques, his group, but they listed it as Gene Chandler. Number six, What's Your Name? It's a duo.
Don and Juan, I think.
Yes, absolutely. Don and Juan on Big Top. Yes, absolutely right. Number seven, Twistin' the Night Away.
Sam Cooke.
Yep. Number eight, Slow Twistin'.
Dee Sharp and Chubby Checker.
Yep, absolutely. Chubby Checker, you betcha. Number nine, Her Royal Majesty.
Her Royal... that would be... I know the guy.
Yeah, there she goes.
He didn't live very long. He had a heart problem.
No, similar name, but this guy I don't think had the heart problem. Same name, but different guy. Different spelling, too. This is the guy who also did Goodbye, Cruel World.
Okay, I should know that one.
Yeah, it was on Colpix.
I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Okay, it's James Darren. And you were
Jimmy Darren, yes.
Yeah, James Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, not Bobby Darren, D-A-R-I-N, who had the heart condition. All right.
Okay, yeah.
Number 10, Dream Baby.
Roy Orbison.
Absolutely. Well, by the skin of your teeth, you made it. So hang on.
Really?
Yeah, don't go away. All right. And tell me more about 1050. Call me back during the week and we'll talk about it. Don't go away.
Okay.
Right, good deal. So there is Victor doing very well with the top 10 from 1962 on the Cash Box Hot 100, or Top 100, as they called it. So 888-876-5593. Got another bumper stumper coming up, don't you know? Nice one, actually. Well, they're all kind of nice. All right. And we've got Stacy from Algonquin who wants to do 5x5. And Tony in Janesville's got some guesses on our question. Oh, good. We're going to defer to Tony because, of course, you know, this question is going to be retired within the next half hour. Dave on the north side wants his 5x5. And there's one line available for you, too. Don, did I mention he wants his planes? Of course he does. All that and more coming up after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Up, 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 up. Long, long and lonely night. I cry my eyes out over you. Wondering if I did right and why you left me with a broken heart. Long, long and lonely night. Oh, how I miss you, my dear. Please, please, come back to me. How I wish you were here. As I go along my lonely way, I visualize your face. When I pass through my doorway, what's left for me to face? Long, long and lonely nights. I guess you're never coming home.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. 1962 on Diamond, Who Was He? Obviously a remake of Long Lonely Nights, Lee Andrews, but who's this guy? Later, interestingly, that was 62, about 15 years later in 1977, he did a disco album. I know. That was really interesting because it was a disco album of samba songs or songs with a samba beat to it. And one of them I thought was pretty good. The Lady is Latin. So I thought it was a pretty good little record in 1977. In fact, I added it to WDNC, and I thought the guy who was on Diamond 15 years earlier, So who was he? No longer remaking Lee Andrews records. That was for sure. I don't know what ever happened to him. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And I believe Don from Beloit's been waiting a while. Don, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. How you doing?
Well, I am here, and you are there.
Yeah, hey, People at Night.
Yes.
They are working on their ham radio.
They are not.
Talking to ghosts.
They are not.
Setting up, like tuning up their satellite.
5,000 Americans tuning up their satellite. Yeah, Dish Network wishes. No.
Okay. I need your help on this next one because I don't know the thingamabob techie thing, but the AM radio directional ranging thingy that you sometimes do.
No. There's nothing involved with radio and or television.
They're working all-nighters. Like, they're doing the 24-hour shift.
Oh, there's a lot more than 5,000 of those in America.
Okay, my best one is your astronomy people. You're tracking objects in the stars or something.
And that would not be right.
Okay. Raleigh, I got three requests.
Oh, you do you? All right.
They are pretty funny.
So you say. All right, what you got?
I got this one. But I got to explain, 3220 is a Winchester, like, cartridge, you know, we would call it a bullet, but it's like what you shoot, like, with rabbits or something, like a little, like, cartridge. But they've been making it, I've looked this up, they've been making it 145 years or so, continuous production. And Robert Johnson made this song called 3220 Blues, which I think is absolutely hilarious.
Okay.
If you could play that, that'd be great. I got to tell you, there's this funny part, he kind of copies this other guy. He's really must have been an amazing person because he just listened to all these people and made his own version of things. But there's a refrain called, it's one of these theme songs where my baby done me wrong, so I'm going to go after her with different types of weaponry or something.
with 3220, yes, okay.
and he figures, you know, 3220 is fine. But there's this chorus where it says, all the doctors in Wisconsin sure can't help her none. Like, in other words, after it's all done, like, all the doctors in Wisconsin sure can't help her none. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Okay.
But Robert Johnson changes it in a couple of the... He changes it to, all the doctors in Hot Springs sure can't help her none. So I thought that was quite hilarious.
Okay.
He does it both ways.
There you are.
Did you play Huey... I don't know, Huey Piano Smith? Did you do something with him recently? He was on my list of
people I was... Might have. What did you want to hear?
Well, I think Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is very nice as far as that goes. And, you know, you understand Huey Piano Smith ain't singing on any of these. He's playing piano. It's Bobby Marchand who's singing.
I did not realize. I'm going to look that up. I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah.
And then I was going to ask you to play Jan. I couldn't believe it. I was going to ask you to play Jan Bradley's, like, I'm Over You, maybe.
Okay.
I did not realize you played a Jan Bradley.
Well, I played her big hit done by somebody else, done by a girl in Sweden.
Oh, it wasn't Mama Didn't Lie.
Mm-hmm. Sure it was.
Oh, I guess I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
Yeah, I played that earlier, and it's
I was actually it was on my list for a couple of weeks. I was going to ask you to play Jan Bradley, and then all of a sudden you did that. It's kind of interesting. See, Riley, like minds think alike.
God help us. So what else you got?
No, that's it. That's it. That's three songs. I try to do three each week for it.
Okay. Now, you want your standard World War II questions, which are harder and harder to come by. But here we go. What I want to know, a lot of planes in the war. We're talking about most of them, I think. But what was the oldest combat plane?
Wow. Of any country? You're
mm-hmm.
not even giving me the country?
Any country.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, it wasn't ours.
It was a biplane, obviously. It had to have been a biplane. I'm going to guess, like, the Swordfish, maybe, by the UK, a famous, you know, RAF carrier plane delivered torpedoes.
Well, you're right. You're right with the UK, but you're wrong with the plane, so try something else.
Let me think. It's got to be a biplane, right?
Now, how would I know that?
Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm sure, sure. It was a biplane. Yeah, it was a biplane.
Put the picture up to the phone.
Yeah, right.
I can imagine what it is.
Yeah, yep, there you are.
This is a really great question, and I did know the answer at one time, probably. Skua, I really don't know, Riley. I don't know.
The Avro 504 Shorthorn first flew in 1913.
Wow, that is really wild. I'm going to look that up. Thank you so much for your trivia question.
My pleasure. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Is it a biplane? How do I know? All right, so 888-876-5593. When you ask me questions, I'm not doing this off the top of my head from my wonderful memory at all. I'm looking them up. All right, so, and sometimes I know, and most times I don't. So, Stacy in Algonquin, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Stacy? Stacy.
Riley.
There you are.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Good. What's up?
You sound very far away.
Really? How far away?
I can hear you.
Good. All right. Well, let's not worry about the finer nuances of this. Let's just get to your question.
Okay.
5x5.
Can I do, you know, the 5x5? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Can I do That Girl?
Well, 5x5 wouldn't be That Girl. We could do That Girl or 5x5, but they're two different things.
Okay.
So which do you prefer?
I'll try the 5x5 again.
Okay. Which comedic actress was born Karen Johnson?
Karen Johnson.
Yeah, she changed her name completely.
That I don't know.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg, wow.
Yeah. Okay, in badminton, what is the proper name of the birdie?
In badminton?
Yeah, you know, in badminton, you know, they have a little birdie thing. And what is that actually called?
That I don't know.
It's a shuttlecock.
I don't play that.
Well, yeah, you're a little too young for that. It was big before your time. But that's all right. We will do it again next week. I hope you're feeling well.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye. All right. Bye-bye. So there you have it. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. In the waning moments, you know, my question, we're going to get some guesses from Tony in Janesville here, is going away in under 10 minutes. So on any given night, somewhere between 2,500 and 5,000 Americans are doing this. Doing what? All right, Tony, the floor is yours. What do you think?
How you doing, Raleigh? Well, since it's such a low number, I don't know if anybody guessed this or not, but I would say people, they're dying.
Oh, my God. No, I'm afraid more are dying than that, but okay.
More? Well, I gave it a try.
Yes, you did. But you raise a question. You raise a great question. How many people in America die, I can say, in a day? Won't tell us a night. And let's find out. Because I think the number's much higher than that. Yeah.
In America?
Yes, in America, 8,586 people. 358 deaths per hour in America.
Yeah, and I think I think it's about 3,000 to 5,000 a night.
Now, in terms of worldwide, it's 174,194. So almost 175,000 people worldwide.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, well.
All right, well, I gave it a try, Raleigh.
Yes, you did, and I hope you will again. Thank you for waiting, and thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
All right, you too. All right. Bye.
So, 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, and another request from Gene and Dalton. All right, Gene, so what you want to hear?
St. Patrick's Day, too.
Yeah, so.
It's that day already. For all the corned beef and cabbage, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's a good reason to eat corned beef. I'll take it.
Okay. All right. You had a good, fast show tonight. I wasn't aware of it all because of my circumstances. But would you please maybe sign off with Irish Eyes Are Smiling?
I'll tell you this. I'll do it tomorrow night. Not on trivia night, but an Irish song, maybe even the Irish Rovers. I don't know. We'll come up with something Irish for Gene, all right?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Okay,
because
thanks.
I had a great Uncle Patrick, so
good.
I really loved him.
All right, good deal. All right, I'm writing an Irish song for Gene. All right, we'll do it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you too. So sure. Now, let us, let us do our final bumper stumper so you can be thinking about that for a moment. An interesting one. It's a remake again, of course, but interesting who's doing it coming up on WGN Radio.
Teardrops, teardrops.
I sit in my room looking out at the rain. My tears are like crystals. They cover my window pane. I was thinking of our lost romance and how it should have been. Oh, if we only could start over again. I know you'll never forgive me, dear, for running out on you. I was wrong to take the chance with somebody new. I sit in my room, looking out at the rain. My tears are like crystals, they cover my window pane.
I know you'll never forgive me, dear, for running out on you.
Oh, how I long to do the things we used to do. I'm lonely and I'm blue, but I'll try to get along without you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that'll be a surprise, and I'll be telling you in a few minutes who that is. You probably wouldn't be expecting it. But if you know, this is the time to get in there. And we have time to talk to Dave, and Dave is on the north side. So, all right, Dave, let me Let me see what we can do to get you on the air. There you go, on WGN Radio. Hey, Dave.
Hello.
So what are we going to do?
I thought 5x5, but I kind of was thinking about switching to a Gunsmoke question. I've been listening to your 5x5, and okay. I don't know.
Well, if you want Gunsmoke, I'll look something up. I can do that, though. And I know you love your multiple choices, so let's see what we can do there. See if any of these are of interest. Great.
You're gonna have to yell at me because
okay.
When I was on hold, your phone was it was loud, but now that I'm talking to you,
it's
like
not
quiet.
Really, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I don't know why. All right, so let's see what we've got here. All right. Who played Mrs. Newley O'Brien? Was it Jackie Zeman, Jess Walton, Judith Chapman, or Peggy McKay?
Miss Newley O'Brien?
Yeah, Mrs. Like Newley O'Brien. And apparently this individual was in fact a soap opera actress, so that's why we gave you four different soap opera people.
Okay, so it's someone's wife. Another character, the man, Mealy O'Brien, was supposed to be like a deputy. I didn't know he was married.
Well, this actress, Mrs. Newley O'Brien, was a caretaker to a young boy that was injured during a tornado. She knew right away she'd be his bride. However, their marriage was short-lived. She had a blood disease, and she died during the episode. She also starred in the episode entitled Manolo, starring Robert Urich and Nehemiah Persoff. She was born in 1949 and took the role on a daytime soap of Capital after drug and alcohol rehabilitation and maintained it until the show was canceled. And she also became the fourth actress to assume a role on The Young and the Restless. And she's the only award winner for that particular role. But on good old Gunsmoke, it was a soap opera actress, either Jackie Zeman, Jess Walton, Judith Chapman, or Peggy McKay?
I got to guess because I really don't know. I'm going to try Peggy McKay.
Jess Walton.
Is that the second one?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I knew I should have guessed. It usually is number two.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, thank you for telling me that. I'll try not to make it number two next time. All right. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
Hey, what happened? I didn't hear my request.
Yeah, you're on the list. Too many were ahead of you, but you will hear them this week.
All right, I just thought maybe I got lost in the
shuffle. Nope. I got them written down. Okay,
and
thanks.
I guess I should have went with the 5x5. Yeah. Either way, I'm going to lose.
All right, well, you're always a winner as far as I'm concerned, and we'll play your request this week, I promise. Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, make sure you're for Betty. See ya.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so now, let's go over this. So every song I played was a remake of a Chess record hit. And I used the term loosely on a couple of the records, like Ain't Love Good, Ain't Love Proud, originally Tony Clark. That was Jimmy James and the Vagabonds. Richard Dimblefields doing Sincerely, the Moonglow's big hit. Millie Small doing See You Later, Alligator, Bobby Charles' original hit on Chess. The Dynamites did Nadine on Seesum. Chuck Berry, of course, the original. The Plums, that was Doris and the Plums. Mama Didn't Lie, 1966 on Columbia. The Romancers, My Heart Cries, 1965 on Linda. Pat Lewis, Selfish One, 1991 on Motor City. Yeah, Great Britain deal. Sly, Slick and Wicked, Sitting in the Park on ITP. It was Barbara Mason's version of I Do Love You, 1968 on Arctic. Gary Chris did Long Lonely Nights, and he also did The Lady is Latin that I played. And finally, Teardrops, Deborah Harry. That's right. Debbie Harry, good old Blondie, did Teardrops. And it was actually on a CD that came out in 1993 on Chrysalis. The CD was called Deborah Debravation. And the interesting thing about Deprivation is Teardrops is only on the CD that is released in America. It was one of two bonus tracks on the European CD. It is not there, but that was Debbie Harry doing Teardrops. All right, so full shows all this week, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday night. Totally up for grabs, so if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. But in the meantime, say a prayer for Orion Samuelson. I truly believe he is in a better place. May he rest in peace, but he is already really missed. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Cartel cash conversion plus games with frontiers and Hong Kong silver. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Crypto cartel cleaners. Drug dealing cartels are cashing in on crypto, hiring freelance financial fixers to scrub suspicious stacks while cops scramble to keep up. Gig economy launderers meet in parking lots, grabbing garbage bags of greenbacks and swapping shady stacks into silent digital coins. Feds say freelance fixers flip filthy funds into faceless fortunes thousands of times, fueling a border-busting black market boom. But while cartel cash clicks across coded coins, badge-bearing busters admit they're chasing phantom finance faster than law can follow. For whom the bridge tolls. The new $5 billion bridge over the Detroit River, named after badass hockey legend Gordie Howe, is all set to open. But Trump's tangles with Canada are threatening to abridge the span's start, causing panic in Detroit and north of the border. The Motor City family that owns the century-old relic of an original bridge has long complained to the White House about the new crossing eating their toll money. Bridge over the Rive Cry, paid for by the Canadians but partly owned by Michigan, is now at risk of being behind the big eight ball. Viagra Falls. A raging Roger Madman at Thrush Hour in the airport in Hong Kong, featuring fists of fury as Randy Dandy goes Bananarama, fueling a frantic fight risk by the check-in kiosks. The nitwit Brit picked up a metal pole and swung it around like he was half-cocked. A search quickly found Mile High Harry had a small stash of Viagra without a prescription, cops say, which could lead to hard time in a Chinese jail. For now, Kung Fu's Orient excess means having to put his unravel plans on airplane load. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.